Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Yes. So we will be reading about the pastimes at sunset. After milking some of the cows, having the other gopas milk the other cows, and allowing the calves to also drink some of the milk, Lord Krishna, accompanied by his father and by servants carrying the milk, returned home. So Krishna has arrived in Vrindavan. It's this time, the time of the sunset. He has greeted all his devotees appropriately. Then he has cleansed himself. He has also eaten and drunken, and then he goes to the cows again, milks the cows, and personally carries the milk home. Krishna is very, very faithful to his duties as a Gopala. Then, accompanied by Lord Balaram, the Gopa boys and the boy's mother, Lord Krishna ate a feast of many different kinds of foods to be chewed, licked, or consumed in other ways. So this is what happens at sunset, but evening is also there. Pastimes in the evening. On Mother Yashoda's request, Sri Radha and her friends had cooked this feast which Krishna was now eating. You might remember, Krishna had this blessing, Radharani had this blessing from Durvasa Muni that anything which she would cook would make for a long life. After enjoying the feast in the company of his father and the others, Lord Krishna praises the feast with many words. Then, accompanied by the poets and the reciters, Lord Krishna goes to the assembly house. Now some culture will take place. Then Mother Yashoda gave abundant remnants from the feast to the gopis who had brought it in the first place. Mother Yashoda gives them the remnants from Lord Krishna's plate directly. The gopis take it and in a secluded place present the remnants of Krishna to Sri Radha. Then Sri Radha and her friends honor Lord Krishna's remnants. We can imagine the gopis, beautiful gopis, sit and take the things from Krishna's plates and eat them, and they discuss about the different tastes, and they may discuss how the preparations influenced Krishna and what he said. Then, to prepare for her meeting with Lord Krishna, the gopis decorate joyful Radha. So Radharani is now decorated with flower earrings and flower crowns, and so that she will meet Krishna. One of the gopis has already made arrangements for Sri Radha's secret meeting with Lord Krishna. at the shore of the Yamuna. Accompanied by her friends and dressed in garments suitable for a bright or dark night, Sri Radha goes to a jewel palace in a Kalpa Vriksha grove. See, when it is a bright night like now, Radharani is dressed in a zari, the color of the bright moonlight, and such types of ornaments as you see here, made from sandalwood and pearls, are put on her just so that she mingles with the moonlight and no one can see her going to going on the Abhisa. Abhisa means a journey of love to meet Krishna. When it's dark, Radharani gets a very special dark blue zari. It's amazing. When she goes, there are times when there are flashes in the and rain is there, and Radharani cannot stay home, but she can also not go out because the weather is so stormy. So then Radharani prays to the Creator, "Oh my Lord Brahma, give me wings so that I can fly to the meeting place where I have to meet Krishna." So she goes, unrecognized by anyone except her girlfriends, to a jewel palace in a Kalpa Vriksha grove. Meanwhile, Lord Krishna sees many festive ceremonies and hears many beautiful poems and songs. There's so many festivals in the assembly house, and there are the two singers, Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta. It means the one who has a throat like honey and the other who has a throat like ghee, very sweet for singing. They sing to the people of Braj the day's activities which Krishna has done. It's like we have in the West, in the evening, the news broadcast, Tagesschau. They have the news song. Then Lord Krishna pleases the artists and performers with many valuable gifts. And then, called by his mother, he goes to bed. You know, he's sitting in the bedroom, and then he gets a nighttime snack. Yashoda just feeds little Gopal so much with hot milk, and Krishna sits with some friends, intimate friends, on the bed, and they talk. And then one parrot comes and sees the moonbeam coming in to Krishna's room, but he thinks it's a branch of a tree, so he tries to sit on the moonbeam, but repeatedly, just cannot sit and just goes, flies a little bit down and then flies up again to sit on the moonbeam, but again. And at this moment, when the little boys see this, they're little boys, Krishna's friend, they laugh, and like little boys laugh about such things, and Krishna does not want to laugh because he's a little bigger, and he should not laugh about this. Is for little boys to laugh about, But as he sees his dear friends laughing so joyously, Krishna also cannot keep from laughing. And in this way, they all laugh. And then Krishna yawns, indicating that it's time to leave. And the friends go out. Mother Yashoda leaves the bedroom, and then unseen by anyone, Lord Krishna finds that special little door. I don't know where that is. It's a secret door, so it's not described in the literature. It could be under his bed, it could be in the wall, but it's supremely secret, this door. So no one knows except for Krishna where it is. And he goes through the door and he slips out of the palace into the night atmosphere of Vrindavan, which is very cool, where there's a nice moon shining, where there are sweet breezes welcoming him, where the forest knows, the trees speak to each other. There, Krishna is coming. And all alone, he goes and on a lonely path where only Krishna is. And each step which he does, he becomes more joyful. And what happens then, we will hear tomorrow, the pastimes at night. Hare Krishna. So we are a little bit sorry, this is a very brief reading, but Madhva Muni and Kishori and myself will actually go to the dearest servant of Lord Jagannath, the king of Puri. Do you know? He always gets dreams of Lord Jagannath, where Lord Jagannath tells him what to do. This is a tradition. When there is something to be ruled in Puri, Lord Jagannath is the ruler. He tells the king what to do. They are always, and we will go, and Madhva Muni will most probably bring his photo camera so that it's on the Facebook. Hare Krishna. So we should quickly go. Maybe one of you, maybe Madhva, if you are ready, you can go already outside.